Unit 62, New Townships. In the far reaches of Australia, there is a small mining community called Lexington. In the early 1920s, many miners, construction workers, and engineers converged. Converged in Lexington after a rumor was spread that gold had been found there. Though many worked long hours through the years, their efforts remained futile in finding gold since there was none to be found. However, something was discovered in 1930 beneath the subterranean rocks in Lexington. Copper. Copper was far less valuable at the time than gold was, yet a few miners remained to collect what they could. At first, Lexington was an abhorrent sight to see. The streets were unpaved and littered with garbage, and there was no sewage system to speak of. However, as time passed on, an ornate little township began to form around the copper mine. The miners began to call their families from home to have them traverse the Australian countryside to come live with them in Lexington. By 1945, the mining colony sent an application to the government to have Lexington recognized as a township. It was granted with ease to the assent of all those living in the town. Immediately, the town began to accrue a population. Shops, fishmongers, butchers, and inns began popping up all along the streets of Lexington. When war broke out across Europe, copper sales became obsolete. In Australia, as steel was in the highest demand. Still, miners did what they could to turn a profit. The most attractive thing about Lexington was that they employed almost anyone. Pacifists found refuge there rather than risking being drafted into World War II. The government began to see Lexington as an obstruction, since they were technically not bound by Australia's laws. They decided to revoke Lexington's status unless they could prove to be a patriotic township. Bob Ryan went from door to door gathering people for a large town hall meeting in 1948 that would solidify the people in one unanimous vote. He made a great speech at the town hall that charged people to be mandated with work on the local ranches. There was a great ovation when he finished his speech, and Mr. Ryan became Lexington's very first mayor.